I don't hear anybody saying that, but I have heard harps called, for instance.
How about the one that you hold between your teeth and twang?
I don't think I know that thing.
There's a Jew's harp or a Jew's
harp? Oh, yeah, Jew's harp.
Okay. And now the thing that if you're going to drive nails, you'd use a...
Yeah.
And then the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses?
The tomb.
Yeah, and the part on a buggy that goes up on either side of the horse.
I should know that. I have known that.
Call it shaft? Is it shaft?
Shaft.
Now, the part of the wagon that the horse is actually pulling, it's in the back, you know, from the behind the horses, on the front of the wagon, thing that goes all the way across the wagon, you know, remember what that was called?
That wasn't the tomb, was it?
No, this was, that
was...
It was kind of like a double tree or single tree.
Single. I always heard them say single tree.
Single.
I didn't know what it was, but I've heard
okay.
It. You see, I never lived in the country.
Oh, sure, that's how about something that... they used to sharpen, or your father used to try to sharpen his razor on it.
Oh, he called that a razor strap.
All right, and you might call it a bullet that you put into a rifle, or you might call it a... these pens that have come out recently, these fountain pens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fill them right into a bottle of ink. They have these little things that you can put right in the pen.
Oh, yes.
So those are called carp.
Interesting.
Or you call it a cartridge or a cartridge.
Cartridge.
Cartridge, all right. You might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a...
Good.
All right. And this is something that one child sits on either end and it goes up and down like this.
It's a seesaw.
Sure. And then when you had a call, did you remember one that when you had the children would sit on it and they might put a peg down on the ground and one child would sit on either end and it would spin around in a circle?
Yes, that merry-go-round.
Sure. And this has two handles and one wheel that's used on farms and...
Wheelbarrow.
Sure. And you say it again, please.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And then when you had a coal stove, you might have a small container next to the stove that you keep a little coal in.
Well, that was called a coal scuffle.
All right. And then something you might hold in your hand to sharpen a side of a knife, a stone or a rock, wouldn't be something. They had some on treadles, with treadles or with wheels, you know, that you could sharpen a big knife on. The sparks would fly.
That's interesting.
Well, that's something like a whetstone or a wet rock.
Oh, I've heard that.
Or an emery stone.
Yes, yeah, I've heard that.
An oil stone. Which one is familiar to you?
I've heard whetstone more than anything.
Okay. And now, if you were going to bake some biscuits or something, you have to do what to the pan first?
You said you have to wash the pan.
But then you have to do something to it. You have to...
When you're going to bake something, you have to saturate it.
You put Crisco or something in there, you say you're going to...
Grease it.
And then if you have that all over your hands, you say, my hands now are awfully...
I'd say grease it.
Okay. And then, before they had electricity, they used to, what did they used to use for the light?
Lamp.
And what did they burn in the lamp?
They burned kerosene.